VMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 9:34, 26 minutes until 10 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. For the past few weeks, we have really been hearing a lot about what's going on up in Flint, Michigan, with their water up there being so tainted with lead. New reports out this morning that even some of their fire trucks up there in Flint have had some damage because of this corrosive water. But even more importantly, the high levels of lead content and chlorine in this water has become very poisonous to the residents up there. Let's go up to Flint, Michigan right now to our sister station, WWCK in Flint. We're talking with morning host Michael Thorpe. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm well, and how about you?
We are doing fantastic down here. We don't have the problems you do with your water. Michael, when did all of this really start?
The problem with water started about 18 months to two years ago.
Okay.
Some people would argue it started with the emergency manager law, which was just before that. I don't know if you understand down there what we're dealing with here. There are, obviously, with the auto industry, I'm in Flint.
Right.
We lost almost 100,000 GM jobs in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
That's
right?
Huge. Flint, a low-income area for the most part, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Minority, and... And since the plants moved out here, there's just a lot fewer jobs. So we were having trouble, obviously, keeping up with our economics. Both Detroit, Flint, and there are other cities that are dealing with that. And we had an emergency manager. The emergency manager basically comes into a community or a school district and is the dictator. They take over city councils, and the mayors have no authority. As a matter of fact, they even have to ask the emergency manager for permission to meet. The people here in Michigan at that time, through a ballot initiative, overturned the emergency manager law.
Okay.
And then within a week or so, Governor Rick Snyder and the Republican majority in both the House and the Senate in this state put a new law in.
Mm-hmm.
They reestablished the emergency manager law just a little bit different than the one before. And then they added an appropriation, which they put some money with it, which means that the people can no longer overturn the law by a ballot initiative.
Okay.
I bring that up because basically, for most people here, we think that that puts the problem and the blame directly on the governor's plate.
Right.
So the emergency manager is the one that made all the decisions here regarding water and everything else.
So basically, that took the mayor, town council completely out of the mix, right?
They could scream all they wanted, but they had no power whatsoever. And let me tell you, Charlie, about a myth I think that most people think. They think that our problem is the Flint River. I've read this from around the country.
Right.
The Flint River water is bad. The Flint River, is polluted from all the years of industry here. We have over 100 years of Buicks and Chevrolets being built here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. The water is not the problem. The Flint River is actually in pretty good shape. Even if it weren't, the water intake for the water plant here is upriver of where all the plants were.
Right.
The problem was, once they took the water out of the river, they didn't treat it properly.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big deal. They didn't treat it properly, and the Department of Environmental Quality, that's a Michigan group,
right,
they did not give the city the right and the proper mix that they're supposed to use. Their oversight was not used. They didn't remind. And keep in mind, the emergency manager is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody they can talk to that could say anything in this town. So here we are. The water is just not being treated properly. So the water, if you took it right out of the river, from the plant, it's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But once it went into the pipes without the kind of treatment that's needed to protect the pipes, which most pipes throughout the country have lead in them,
right,
everywhere. Once they did that, then the lead started to get it free, and they started really, people for 2 years have been screaming about the water. In some neighborhoods, it's smelly and brown and a mess. It's not true everywhere, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the city as well. My neighborhood, we're obviously dealing with that, but I'm not dealing with the issues that some of these people are in some of the poorer neighborhoods, because what has happened is with all the jobs that left, so did people. We went from a city of over 200,000 to one that's less than 100,000.
Wow.
Leaves a lot of homes.
House, sure does, yeah.
Empty. Well, where the problem is the worst is in those neighborhoods where there are a lot of abandoned homes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stagnant water in those pipes. And that's kind of what has happened here.
So there is there's a treatment process. Once you pull it from the Flint River, it gets into the pipe. There's a treatment process that goes into the water that protects the pipe from leaching these chemicals back into the water. Is that right?
That is correct. And they've used it for years. You see, we switched over. Here's the other part of the story, Charlie, that people don't get. And that is switching a major city's source of water is a really, really big deal.
Right.
It's just not done from my understanding now. But what happened here is the city of Detroit's water system and the city of Flint, both places under an emergency manager, by the way. In Flint, we had for over 50 years got our water from the Detroit water system.
Right.
It was treated properly and all that. Well, in the city of Flint, those prices have been going up from every year for years at 10-15% a year. So what they've done was we created this water system that we're going to get our own water. We're going to get it from Lake Huron, and it's called Karagundi.
Right.
But the moment that that was approved for the city, Detroit sent its 12-month notice that they were going to cancel our water service. Well, we had 2 years to go before Karagundi was going to be complete. Actually, it's supposed to be complete sometime in May of this year. So we were forced by emergency managers in two cities who, remember, what is their job? An emergency manager's job is to balance the budget. That is their prime directive. They work directly for the governor, and they were both trying to get more money. Detroit needed the money, to keep us going. But anyway, Detroit, basically, they couldn't come to an agreement on the negotiations. We were cut off, and we were forced to go to the backup system, which is the Flint River.
Are these different pipes that we're talking about, pulling the water in from the Flint River or Detroit? Is this a different pipe system?
Well, the pipe system through the city is not. No. It's all the same water. And all the water will go to its main point, which is at the Flint water plant. So whether it's the big pipe coming from Detroit or the pipe that's pulling it out of the river, it starts at the same place as it goes into the city itself.
Okay. So had this, was it Karagundi?
Karagundi is the name of the water system. Yes.
Had it been completed, there would have been no problem, right?
Well, here in Flint, we've gotten to the point where we trust very few so-called experts.
Right.
They wouldn't say anything, but yes, there should not have been a problem. The one thing that we do know is that river water is harder to treat. It changes quicker than what the Great Lakes are. The Great Lakes are a huge body of water.
Right.
But the Flint River, if there's a rain in the area, its composition can change literally overnight.
Sure.
So we do know it's a little bit more difficult to treat the water. But the bottom line is that they did not treat it to protect the pipes, and that's what caused that. Hopefully, if Karagundi had come through in time, there would only be one switch,
right?
And that would have been, from the Detroit system to Karagundi. We were not allowed to do that. Did you heard the story about Dr. Mona Hanna Atisha?
No. Huh?
She's the doctor over at Hurley Medical Center here in Flint who discovered the problem.
Right.
For months and months, people have been complaining, and she had actually done some testing and found lead in children's blood.
Right.
And she reported to the state. Well, the state and the people at the state, the bureaucrats, and some of the politicians accused her of stretching the truth. And that's just not true. But one of the things that's interesting about this whole story is that she went to high school with a woman who was a water expert. And that's what she does with her life. She works with water. And they met each other a couple years ago at their high school class reunion here in this area. And this woman worked with water, and she had read someplace where Flint had switched its water. And her concern was, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, they don't do that. They don't switch water systems. And so she was interested, and she really was the one that encouraged Dr. Hanna Atisha to start looking at these lead levels because she was so shocked. Water people were shocked that they would switch the source of water kind of willy-nilly like that.
Well, so as soon as the doctor found out there was a problem, what was addressed there in Flint to try to alleviate this problem, or did they just ignore?
Ignored.
Unbelievable.
And she was personally attacked by the spokesperson for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Checked and suggested that she was really kind of overplaying her hand. The governor's not the governor himself, but the governor's office had.
Right.
some kind of snide, careful comments about her. And this went on for months. For months this was going on. They were ignoring, and people had been sending letters and notes and calls, state representatives talking to the governor, the governor's office, the DEQ, the EPA had even sent warnings. And one of the issues that we found out was that the EPA had a lot of issues with what was going on with the water, but they didn't think that they could legally tell the people, the public, what was going on, that they had to work for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
So they withheld this information from the public about the quality of their water because they felt like they had to work within the system?
They said by law, the EPA is suggesting that by law that they could only talk to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. And the DEQ would not respond. But remember, in all of this, Charlie, all of this is around politics. Because remember when I started by talking about the emergency manager?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was overturned by the people, and then it was reinstated by this governor and
right.
this legislature. Well, it's all about politics, because if that was wrong, then if we're poisoning people here because of that, the emergency, it all goes right back to the political nature of it all. So everybody
right.
in Lansing was just being very, very cautious, no response. We're finding emails here that is just heartbreaking because people in the lower echelons knew what was going on, but they were put off. They were poo-pooed.
We're talking with Michael Thorpe in Flint, Michigan at WWCK AM, our sister station up there. Who needs to go to jail, Michael?
That's a really interesting question.
Who needs to go to jail? Because it sounds like somebody does.
It, you know what? It does. There are honest mistakes. Generally, I don't think people should go to jail.
Right. That's one thing. But this sounds like negligence.
It does. And I don't know who you know, if let's take the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that they really did have a law. And I think it's there because it was just, you know, the House yesterday just passed an update on that law. They changed it so they could release this information.
Right.
It's going to the Senate now. So, you know, maybe they had no choice. In that particular case, I keep on looking at the governor. I don't honestly myself
right.
believe for a minute that he intended to do anything. I think that's going a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly responsible. Is he legally responsible? That's an interesting question as
right.
well. I guess one of the things we want to find out is if people were actually truly fudging reports, which was what was going on in Lansing.
Yeah.
If they were fudging reports that changed the results, then it might very well be that some of those people might find themselves. I know that the Attorney General of Michigan, Mr. Schutte, announced in the last couple of days that his investigation could have penalties as far as manslaughter.
Yeah, I mean, you've got kids in Michigan that are being poisoned. I mean, this lead causes yeah. irreversible brain damage in these children. I mean, and we've seen case after case after this. We've seen the color of the water that comes out of the pipes. And for the fact that these people, because of bureaucracy, can't release this information to the people, I mean, somebody's got to be – there's got to be a Department of Justice investigation into this.
Well, and there is. The state is doing one. The Department of Justice is doing one. A lot of people are investigating. We'll see if anything actually happens.
Right.
Let me correct one quick thing for you here.
Mm-hmm.
The water – it does not now, nor has it ever, run out brown or dirty at my house.
Okay.
It's not an entire city that's dealing with that. We're all dealing with lead because you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it.
Right.
We all have to be very careful with that. But there are some neighborhoods in our community that really it is coming out brown.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, you know, what's really strange for people here, I walk out, I see the National Guard on my streets hitting
wow.
water. I feel like we're in a third world country sometimes.
It sounds like it. Michael, I've got a listener with a question on the line. Can you take him?
I can.
All right, hold on just a second. Here we go. Scott is west of the Ashley. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I have a question for your guest.
All right.
What had happened to Flint that you had to go under emergency management? What point had you gotten to that the state imposed that on you?
Oh, and we've been under that manager since 2009, and we've been had it happen for many years before that. Well, as I mentioned earlier, about 15 years ago, GM started to withdraw. This is a GM town. GM was founded here in Flint,
right?
And so was Buick, Chevrolet, AC. All of it was right here in Flint, but they started closing and we lost upwards of 100,000 General Motors jobs in this city in a period of 10 years.
Was it for economic reasons that you went under emergency management?
Well, because we lost all those jobs. And also at the same time, the state is having issues, and the state basically in Michigan, the Constitution calls for revenue sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state has a certain quota they're supposed to give send to cities every year to operate their cities, and they have cut those back here in Michigan to all cities. So we're not getting revenue sharing.
Right.
We have 100,000 fewer people that are working here, and it's more than that actually. The revenues and the property values are going down, so less and less money comes in. So that's why we ended up having to have an emergency manager. And I'll tell you, I grew up in this town.
Mm-hmm.
We also had some issues with leadership over the years.
Right.
That's certainly true. But, you know, I'm not sure that there's any leadership that could have gotten us through the loss of 100,000 General Motors jobs. Those are good jobs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is a really big deal. And it's happening all, you know, it's happened in Detroit. We've seen mm-hmm. what's been going on in Detroit and other places. But that's how we got there. It all started with the loss of all those jobs from General Motors.
So, all right, Michael, well, we appreciate you being on the program today. Best of luck to you guys up there in Flint. I know it's a difficult situation. And are you on bottled water now?
You know what? I've always used the filters.
Okay.
We use filters generally. We do have bottles in our house all the time, but I will drink the filtered water at our house.
Okay. All right. So that's safe enough for you?
For me.
All right.
For me.
Right.
Remember, I live in a different part of town. It's different in different parts of town. My neighborhood is pretty well lived in. Our houses are pretty full. There are no abandoned homes in my neighborhood.
Right.
But where there are, we have those kind of problems.
Okay. I got one more caller I'd like to ask you a question. Mark's west of the Ashley. Good morning, Mark. How are you? Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your question for Michael Thorpe?
Is the water in the river actually got lead in it, or is it because of lead pipes in the city's water system?
Lead pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water in the Flint River is actually after it's you know, the water in all over the country is much better now. Flint River, we fish in it, we swim in it, but it wasn't treated properly and it went through the pipes and the lead has come from the pipes.
Okay, because Charleston had the same problem, but they instead of using chlorine, they used chloramine and it basically sealed the lead in the pipes. I mean, I can't believe they're spending $100 million just to do something that's very efficient and very cost effective.
Well, apparently, I mean, it wasn't treated, and the worst case scenario did happen. This lead was leaching into the pipes.
That's right. They were not treating it with the stuff you just mentioned, Mark. And when they're not treating it, it destroyed the pipes on the inside. And they are hoping by putting this that stuff back in the water that it will help. But once the pipes on the inside started flaking, my understanding is that that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Steve in Hanahan. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, hi, guys.
I got a question for Michael Thorpe.
Does the name Mike Glasgow ring a bell with you?
Mike Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah, he's with the city of Flint, and he's in charge of collecting the water samples. Now, he checked, and I followed this a little bit, a sample of Leanne Walters' home turned up 104 parts per billion.
Yeah.
And he said, they instructed me to take it off the report. I know, you know, that as simple as that. So talk about people going to jail. He said, I don't know that I can give you a good enough answer to why, but the state, of course, denies any wrongdoing. And then there's a guy named Dan Wyatt, who's the director of Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. But
right.
Anyway,
who resigned.
Yeah, of course. But the test result that was dropped, you know, Leanne Walters was the highest test result. And then they had another one that was dropped, showed 20 parts per billion of lead. And it all comes around about these rules of the protocol that was followed on taking the darn samples. I mean, what the heck is the end?
The end result.
The water was poisoned.
Well, you know, yeah, and that's why people are so upset here.
Yeah.
Because, and you're right, you know, they were told, and we've got these stories everywhere. You see it in the emails that have been released from the governor's office and the DEQ that they changed the results, or they poo-pooed it, or they said, well, this is outside of the norm, so we can't use this. And you remember, you said 100 parts per billion. I think 15 parts per billion is too high.
Is poison. I mean, that's where that gets. It's unbelievable what you guys are going on through up there, Michael. Well, best of luck to you, and we'll be calling you back and finding out how things are going with you, all right?
I appreciate that. Thanks, Charlie. It's nice talking to you.
Thank you, Michael. You have a great day. Michael Thorpe with our sister station, WWCK in Flint, Michigan. It's 9:55 at the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com.
It's Charlie James on WTMA. Learn more at WTMA.com, keyword Charlie. That's WTMA.com, keyword Charlie.